Erev Tov Rabotai. So just to quickly recap the Machloket Amoraim that we had yesterday, because today's entire Kimat Daf is going to revolve around that. Yesterday we had a Machloket between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Okay? Stay with me. First of all, we got to get something straight. There's something that's called a Tanai and something that's called the Isur. What's the difference? And how did we set it up? What was the case? The case that they argued about yesterday was as follows. Which means, my sleeping today will be Asur if I sleep tomorrow. So, just right off the bat, which is Isur, which is Tanai?
Today is the Isur.
Today is the Isur. Tomorrow is the Tanai, which means that if I do the Tanai, the Isur will be Chal retroactively. Now, everybody agrees that in and of itself, Mideoraita at least, sleeping today is not Asur. Why? Because tomorrow didn't come yet. Yeah. Now tell me the Machloket Amoraim. Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Rav Yehuda said what?
You should not sleep today.
Don't sleep today. Why?
We're worried about tomorrow.
Perhaps you'll sleep tomorrow and then you'll have the zeh. Now, what happens if I didn't sleep today? Can I sleep tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sure. Today's over. You didn't sleep. You'll not sleep tomorrow.
But then wouldn't it be accepting another and not doing it? Even though he did not transgress anything.
No, he made it tonight. Conditional. Made it tonight. It wasn't fulfilled. It didn't kick in.
No.
Didn't kick in. He says today's sleep will be asur if I sleep tomorrow. Okay. Rav Nachman says what?
Don't worry about it.
We'll cross tomorrow's bridge when we get to it. Ya'ane ma? Afilu lecha techila? Sleep today. Now, if you did sleep today, what's the story tomorrow? Can't sleep tomorrow, but that doesn't, just because if I sleep today and I can't sleep tomorrow, doesn't tell me that I can't sleep today. Understand? That's the machloket. What did we say was the case that everybody agreed to is okay to sleep today? If we flipped Isur and Tanai to Tanai and Isur, which means what? Tomorrow's sleep should be Asur if I sleep today. Everybody agrees what? Sleep today gesinnt ahead. Why?
Tomorrow you will be...
You'll be
no, because tomorrow is not the Tanai. Tomorrow is the Isur. Psychologically, what are people more on guard about? Tanai or Isur? The Isur. And therefore, tomorrow we don't worry about that. That's the Machloket. So that's not the Machloket at all. Everybody agrees. Where's the Machloket? If you have a Isur and then Tanai, do we say, don't do the Isur because you might do the Tanai? That's the Machloket. Rav Yehuda v'Rav Nachman. Fashtes, that was yesterday. Rabbi Yisai, right on the top of Tetvav. Tanan, this is our Mishnah. We're good? Yeah. Says the Gemara, Tanan. Konam Shani Yashin, Shani Mehalech, Shani Medabir. Actually, this is not our Mishnah, it's a previous Mishnah. He made a Konam on what he sleeps, walks, speaks. Yeah? It's Asur. Says the Gemara, Hechidame, what's the case? Ile Makidekatane Shani Yashin. If a person says Konam, that I won't sleep. Doesn't work like that. Because what's that? That's bilshon shel ma? Shvua. Because don't forget, sleeping is what? Concept. It's davar shein bo mamash, not tangible. Do nedarim take effect on things that are non-tangible? No, only shvuot. Says the Gemara, mi ave nidra v'atenan, chomer b'shvuot, shvuot are more severe than nedarim, how? Sheh shvuot chalot al davar sheyesh bo mamash, ve'al davar shein bo mamash, ma shein ken bindarim. Veshena, davar shein bo mamashu. Shena, sleep is non-tangible. Therefore, nedarim, you can't say, I make a neder not to sleep. Hello, doesn't work like that. I make a konam not to sleep. Doesn't work like that. Ela,
Why is it not tangible?
Sleep is a concept. It's not tangible.
So what's tangible?
Food, object, people. Yeah, and he says, seltzer. Yeah.
So this is on our Mishnah?
No, not yet. One second. Ela dekamar kon. What's the only way to make an applicable konam on shina? Ela deamar konam enai beshina. He made a konam on what? On his eyes from sleep. Okay, fine. Now says the Gemara. Okay, now we found it. He didn't make the konam on the sleep. He made the konam on the eyes from the sleep. Okay, says the Gemara, V'i de la yayiv shi'ura, Mishavkin ened adavar isura, adavar isur bal yachin, V'amar b'yohanan, Shivu'a shlo ishan shlosha yamim, Malkin oto v'yashen le'antar. Which means, if a person just said the words, Konam einai b'shena, that he accepted an isur on his eyes from sleep. He didn't give a time limit. Therefore what? Since he didn't accept the time limit in the neder, what's the time limit?
He has to stop.
Forever.
Indefinitely. Forever. That's impossible. It's physically impossible. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, if a person makes a shvua not to sleep for three consecutive days, that's already, it's a shvuat shav, and what do? You beat him right away, and you let him sleep right away. Why? Because shvuat shav. Kol shekein, when a person said, konam ani b'shena, forever. So that's certainly not what works. The Mishnah says, konam b'shena works. We already said it's got to do with einayim. It's got to have a time limit too. So what's the time limit? Says the Gemara, Ela de'amar konam einai b'shena lemachar im ishan hayom. The Ran says, how come it's not, why don't we just say, okay, person said, konam einai b'shena hayom. That's a case where it would work, nachon? Yeah, would that work? For sure. Says the Ran, that's not a chidush. The Mishnah wouldn't have to say that. That's so pashut that the Mishnah would never say such a thing. If the Mishnah was already bringing a case of konam einai b'shena working, what case is it talking about, says the Gemara? A chidush case. What's the chidush case? Ela de'amar konam einai b'shena lemachar im ishan hayom. That what? That my shena tomorrow should be asur if I sleep today. Okay. Ha'amart kol b'isura mizdaher. That also doesn't work, because what did we say before? If I say, if I sleep today, tomorrow sleep will be asur, what did everybody agree to before? If the isur comes second, everybody is careful with the isur. So that can't be the case either. Says the Gemara, what's the last pasuk?
Because it's not a chidush, or because everybody agree?
Because it's once again not a chidush, that it should work.
So what if everybody agree? Maybe that's what the Mishnah comes to teach us. Sometimes
also not a chidush. Konam einai b'shena machar im ishan hayom.
Shkoyach. Which is that night works by nedarim.
You don't have to say that, pashut. He made the isur with his mouth, he can limit the isur with his mouth. That's also not the chidush. Says the Gemara, what's the final chidush over here? Ela pshita, de'amar konam einai b'shena hayom im ishan lemachar. Which means, what do you see for, what's the chidush of the Aram Mishnah? That today's sleep is isur if I sleep tomorrow. Okay, that's the case of the Mishnah. What can we infer from the Mishnah? Ve'ilanaim hayom, kinaim lemachar, mai bal yachel devaroika. The Mishnah says over there, in this case, it will be bal yachel. Hey, wait a second. If I didn't sleep today, how is bal yachel is the transgression of the neder? The Mishnah says that this case of konam einai b'shena, which we narrowed down to only one case that the Mishnah could be talking about, which was what? Konam einai b'shena hayom im ishan lemachar, and the Mishnah says it's bal yachel devaro. You transgressed it. Hey, wait a second. How am I supposed to be transgressing tomorrow if not for the fact that I slept today? Apparently, in between the lines of the Mishnah, what's the Mishnah telling me about today? That you're allowed to sleep today. Who's that not like? Like Rav Yehuda.
It is
like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Yehuda. Says the Gemara, El alav bidinaim. Apparently, the only way that you can get to lo yachil tomorrow is by sleeping today. Alma ite dinaim v'tiyuta de Rav Yehuda. You see from this Mishnah that you are allowed to sleep today. Yeah, and that's why the Mishnah says tomorrow you're going to transgress bal yachel. Apparently this Mishnah seems to be a re'aya against Rav Yehuda. Yes? Say it over. Shlomo, go for it.
We brought
Mishnah says, konam shani yashin, it's bal yachel devaro. The Mishnah gave a bunch of things that...
It cannot be a neder because it's not... It must be that he gave a time limit to it.
No, first, Einayim.
Einayim.
Yeah.
And you say it cannot be without a limit, because if he gives without a limit, we learn from Rabbi Yochanan.
That it's Bal Yachel right away, you beat him. Yeah.
A person cannot be without a limit.
Okay.
So it must be that he gave a time limit also.
So which is it? If he's saying, if I sleep today, tomorrow's Asur, that's not a Chidush. Why?
Everybody agree on it.
It's easy to be mizdaher, and that's not the case. What's the chidush?
It must be the case that he says that tomorrow will be asur.
If I sleep today.
If I sleep today.
And the Mishnah says on that case, bal yachel. How do you get to bal yachel tomorrow? If not for the fact that...
Today.
Apparently the Mishnah is telling you, between the lines, that you're allowed to sleep today. That's Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, Nana, ki katane de'inayim. Rav Yehuda says, you misunderstood the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not telling you that you're allowed to sleep. The Mishnah said that if you happen to have fallen asleep today, that's going to bring you to a Bal Yachel tomorrow. Mishnah is not telling you permission. Really, it's Asur.
Except today and tomorrow.
No. Nachon. No, we're talking about if he slept today and fell asleep tomorrow, you got to a case, there's a case of Bal Yachin. And Rav Yehuda will tell you, where in the world do you see from the Mishnah permission? The Mishnah is not giving you permission. The Mishnah is talking about, b'diavad, if you fell asleep today and that tomorrow you fall asleep also, there's your Bal Yachin. Verstehst? Now. Whew. Now, says the Gemara, another answer. Ravina Amar, le'olam kidekatane. Really, it's as if it's a, we can say another way that the Mishnah can be like Rav Yehuda. How so? Don't make it einayim b'shina. Leave it like that. Konam b'shina. We said it's not chag b'davar Hashem bo mamash. Says the Gemara, you know, can be chag. Umay bal yachel midrabbanan. It's still, but even though you made a neder on something shen bo mamash, even though neder is not chal midoraita on davar shen bo mamash, but midrabbanan, it is. Is there ever such a transgression of Bal Yachin on a rabbinic level? Says the Gemara, yes, there is. Ve'atanya, here's a ra'aya. Dvarim amutanim ve'achrim na'agu ba'en isur, e'at rashay la'atiran bifnehem, sh'ne'emar lo yachil devaro, which means, anything that's mutar, but people are noheg le'esor, that's considered like a minhag, and it takes up, it's like a neder midrabanan, and it's Bal Yachin midrabanan as well, which means, what do we see from here? That there are applications of Bal Yachin midrabanan. What's the advantage to Rav Yehuda explaining the Mishnah like this? You don't have to split up the Mishnah into different cases of a Tanai and an Isur. No, Rav Yehuda understands the Mishnah kipshuto. Nothing to do with Tanai and Isur. How does he understand the Mishnah, Shlomo?
As is.
Meaning?
I said
Shana
is Asur. The neder is on
the Shana. Konam b'shana, yeah? Konam alai b'shana, even if
it's not
Midrabanan, it's Asur, Zehakon. And Rav Yehuda says, get off my back, this Mishnah has nothing to do with me. And it's not a raya against me, zekul. Two ways to explain the Mishnah according to Rav Yehuda. Let's go back to Yudalit Amud Bet to see the runs. Yeah.
To tell them that it's allowed or to do it myself next to them in front of them?
But, no, for to tell them that it's allowed.
I can do it because I did not accept
it. Correct. Nachon. La'tiran bifnehem, for them to do it. They need a tara. Yeah, even though it's mutar. Hello, what are you doing? It's mutar ta'aseh. No. No.
So an Israeli question, secondly,
no, it's a totally different story. That's not nedarim. That's not nedarim. This is talking about something that's mutar and they accept it as a chumrah that takes on a rabbinic form of neder. Let's see, Ran. Hechidame. Back on Amud Bet. Sometimes the runs are because they're so long, so they're a little bit misplaced. Hechidame. Klomar. Be'ezel lashon nadar. What's the explanation here? If that's what the Mishnah meant, then the Mishnah wouldn't be a problem to Rav Yehuda at all. And the Mishnah is not talking about Tanai and Isur. Actually, like Ravina said at the end of the Sugiya, Ela benoder shani yashen lechud, v'kama shmanan daf al gav deleka hacha chefza, hay nidra. He says the Gemara, that would be wonderful, but we can't say that. Why that Tanya? The Kei Gavna Lachayil, that Neder is not Chal on Davar Shen Bo Mamash. Ve'ela de Amar Konam Ayni B'Shena, Klomar, Ve'kamash Malan Den Hide Efshar B'lo Shena Afilu Hachi I Yashen Shelo Mitoch HaOnes Hareze B'lo Yachel. If you slept without an Ones, it's a Isur of Bal Yachel. Says the Gemara, Mishavkina Le De'Avar Isura Bal Yachel. Right now the Gemara was thinking that he didn't give a time limit. Do we allow him to get to Bal Yachel? Klomar, B'chiyai Gavna Michael Nidra Klal Es Deneder Chal Kevan De'Efshar Lo Lekayimo B'Sofo. If a person just makes a neder konam einai b'shena forever, the neder is not chal at all. Because why? It's not achievable. It's not tenable. V'nakat lishna d'mishavkin ale. Why does the Gemara say, do we allow him? Mishum debay le'atuye ala had Rabbi Yochanan shei b'shvua. I wanted to bring this raya from Rabbi Yochanan who's talking about shvua. Or b'shvua shayachai lishna. By shvua you can actually say such a lashon klomar de la shavkinan melalkoto ad de'avar isur bal yachel. We don't wait to give malkut until he transgresses, until he actually falls asleep. Ela le'altar malkinoto. When do we beat him? Right away. Mishum shvuat shav. V'afal gav de b'neder la'shayach achi, de neder shav la'ashkechan da'asur. We don't find such a thing of neder shav. Mishum shvua nakatai lishna uses this lashon because of the idea of shvua that's related to it. Yeah, says the Ran on the top. Malkinoto mishum shvuat shav v'yashen le'altar im yirtze. Means he doesn't have to, but now that he's beaten and he did his isur, now he say, okay, now do what you want. She'en shvuah chala le'osro klal. והכנה מהכי חי נדרה, הוא דנדר בכלל. ואלה דאמר קונם עיניי בשינה למחר עם אישן היום, which means today would be the תנאי, tomorrow would be the איסור. משום דלכה להוקמה באומר קונם עיניי בשינה היום. די הכי פשיטה, it's פשוט, שלמה, that's what I told you. אלה הכי כאמר, ייזהר שלא ישן ביום ראשון של תנאי, כדי שלא יבוא לידי, לא יחל, tomorrow. ומשום הכי קטנה, that's what the משנה says, הרי זה בבל יחל דברו, ולא קטני אסור. You know why the משנה says it's בל יחל and didn't just say אסור? משום דלם מתנה לה, שהרי יום ראשון אינו אסור מצד עצמו. The first day is not אסור to sleep. The first day is mutar to sleep, but if you sleep on Yom Rishon, that opens the door to what? To bal yachel tomorrow. Ela kedesh lo yavo biyom sheni lide lo yachel. Says the Gemara, that can't be the way to understand the Mishnah either. Ve'amar et kol beisure mizdaher. Hil kach lamatzit amar tachi. That can't be the case of the Mishnah, because everyone's going to be careful on the second day. Ela la, says the Gemara, what are we talking about? What must we be talking about? Sleep today is asur. If I sleep tomorrow, and what? We apparently, what do we see from the Mishnah? In order to get to an Isur, you have to have slept today. And it allowed him. Elalav bedinayim. Alma ite dinayim. Apparently you're allowed to sleep. Umatnitin hakamash malan. What is the Mishnah coming to teach me? Harei ze beval yachel devaro. Klomar. Harei ze mutar lavo lide safek bal yachel. Sheim ratza lishon biyom rishon. La amrinan de lo yishan kedur shlo yafshan lo lavo lide lo yachel. What does it mean? Harei ze beval yachel? Harei ze beval yachel means you are allowed to bring yourself to a safek of bal yachel. What's the only way for me to bring myself to a safek of bal yachel? Sleeping on the first day. Boom! Ra'aya from the Mishnah, like Rav Nachman, that it's allowed. V'kashe be'enai ki parchina le'ayin besamuch. Ha, amarat kol b'isur mizdaher. We asked before, isn't everybody careful with the isur? With the isur day, ma'i kushya? Ne'ma de'achi ka'amar, arezeh beval yachen. Kolomar, mutan lo lishon, biyom lishon, ulachnis atzmo, besafek bal yachen, mishom de b'isur mizdaher. Da'ashtam evke, agav, mifarishan ala, that's what Gemara says now anyway. V'nir'a li da'ayin ta'ama, d'ra matzin le'memarachi. Why couldn't we said this before? משום דאי של יוטש מועינן דביסורי מזדהר, ברשע ולילה שמועינן ניסורה דביסורי, it should have told us first, הוולילה שמועינן ניסורה דביתנאה למזדהר. It should have first told me that a person is not careful by the תנאי, not to teach me that people are careful by the איסור. Being careful by the איסור is דבר פשוט. Not being careful by the תנאי is the חידוש. ברשע ולילה שמועינן ניסורה דביתנאה למזדהר. דה, הדה אמר ויהודה ביתנאה למזדהר, חששה דרבנן בעלמהו. According to the, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only a chashash derabbanan. Ve'la pshita nami kulehai de Rav Nachman paligale. It's not so pashut, because Rav Nachman actually argues him. He says you're wrong. Ve'chira hitana lashmainan shariuta de mimela shamainan la ve'kula alma moduba ve'la shmainan isura bitnai. He didn't tell me the isura by the tnai. It's tzricha rabahi. It's a big tzrichuta. It's a big chidush. U'mishumachem askinen devadai b'shariuta de tnai askinan. We're talking about the heter of the tnai to sleep on the tnai day. דשמעין נתנה דאפילו בתנאה מזדהר בתיוותה דרב יהודה. Right now we're thinking that it is a an upslug, a refutation of Rav Yehuda. How did Rav Yehuda rebuff that? What did he say to that? Oh, the Mishnah says mutar to sleep. What's he saying? Elama. If he slept, that's how you get to the Isur. Ki katane de'inayim ve'adraba matnitin had Rav Yehuda sh'at lashmainan. Rav Yehuda says the Mishnah saying like me. והכי קטנה, ממש, he turned the tables 180. He says, והכי קטנה, ייזהר שלא ישן יום ראשון, דאי ישן. If he sleeps, קרבו לבוא לידי לא יכול לדברו, דבי תנאי למזדהר. Tomorrow's the tonight, he's not going to be careful. טוב, ויתר.
Why is there מלכות for שבוע שעה?
What do you mean?
It's a love, שאין לו מעשה.
It learns it out of פסוקים. There's three לבים. That end by ma'aseh, that you get malkut for, nishba, memer, and mekalel b'shem. Memer is switching the animals, the kedusha from one animal to another, and mekalel chaveru b'shem. You also get malkut for that. Yeah. Says the Gemara. Says the next run. Ravina amar le'olam kidekatane. Klomar she'ani yashen. Ve'laka amar einai b'shena. No, don't get into eyes. Nothing. Daf al gav d'shena in bo mamash. איקה בל יחיל מדרבנן, דהשכחנה תנה, דתנה בדרבנן, לא יחיל דברו. ומשומח היא תנה במתניתין, that's why it says over there, בנדרים, הרי זה בלא יחיל דברו. ולא תנה אסור כדקתנה בשבועות. משום דבר שבועות אסור מדינה ובנדרים למצה, למדר הבנן, משום לתה דבל יחיל, because of the issue of בל יחיל. So right now, what's the score, Rav Nachman ורב יהודה? They're tied. Yeah, there's no... Yeah, nobody's winning here. Yeah, says the Gemara Vayter. We're going to try to... We see the Gemara today is going to pick a lot on Rav Yehuda. Now, let's see. Yeah, but we're going to see something very special in the run. When the Gemara overly picks on a certain Amora, what does that tell you? Halacha is like him. Yeah, that's a very interesting fact. Yeah, now, says the Gemara... Unless the Gemara ends off the Hilchita another way, but that's usually, from the fact that the Gemara is going so deep into trying to understand the Shita, that gives indication that it wants to paskin like him. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanan, She'at nehenet li ad ha-Pesach, im telechi levet avich ad ha-Chag. Okay, listen carefully. They're standing by Purim. Okay, here's the timeline. Let's say we're standing Purim time. He makes a neder on the woman. He says, Konam on you, from benefiting from me until Pesach, if you go to your father's house any time from now until Sukkot. You got the timeline? Yeah?
Purim. Forbids himself?
Forbids her from benefiting from him. He's putting an Isur on her, on Purim, until, or any time before Pesach, until Pesach, if she goes to her father's house, anytime until Sukkot, which means, when does the Isur expire?
Pesach.
Depending on how long before Pesach. But the Isur expires on Pesach. When does the Tanai expire? The following Sukkot. Now listen carefully. This guy's a tough guy, huh? He's a tough cookie. And he says, lo tzchok. He says, halcha lifnei ha-Pesach, asura be'anato ad ha-Pesach. Okay, if she goes to her father's house until Pesach, she's asur to her husband until after Pesach. Why?
Meaning
she did the Tanai, but the whole Isur is only until Pesach. What's the halacha now after Pesach? Allowed anyway. Halcha lifnei ha-Pesach asura, lo halcha, la. It says, what's the halacha? Only if she went before Pesach can she not have hana'ah from her husband until Pesach. But if she didn't go, what do we say? Party. Enjoy your husband. Hey, wait a second. Would Rav Yehuda say enjoy your husband up to and including Pesach? How can you say that? This is the Isur Nachon, but the Tanai can still be fulfilled until when? Until Sukkot. So what should Rav Yehuda say about this case? What should he say? Don't have hana'ah from him until Pesach. Why?
Maybe she'll go.
Perhaps she'll go until Sukkot. That's what. And the Mishnah sounds like not Rav Yehuda. Like he said in our case, don't sleep today, lest you sleep tomorrow. Don't go to your don't benefit from your husband until Pesach, which was the Isur, lest you go to your father until Sukkot. Ra'ayah meforeshet from this Mishnah keneged Rav Yehuda. Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba, you got this all wrong. Halcha lifnei ha-Pesach asura veloka. Lo halcha asura be'alma. Which means, if she went to her father's house before Pesach, and she benefited from her husband until Pesach, then not only is that asur, but she gets malkut for that too, because that's a full transgression of the nidr. But if she didn't go to her father's house before Pesach, which means that the Isur is still not in effect, she still shouldn't benefit from her husband, but if she does benefit from her husband without yet having gone to her father's house, it's only an Isur midrabbanan. Understood? What was the Mishnah talking about? Two kinds of Isurim. Answer the two kinds of Isurim. Yes, Shlomo, say it again. What are the two kinds of Isurim in the Mishnah?
Isur with Malkut.
Yeah. Explain how.
If she went before Pesach,
and then she benefited on Pesach, let's say.
So she transgressed the Tanai and she went before Pesach.
Which means she has the Tanai, she did the Isur, Malkut. Whereas, let's say she didn't go before Pesach, what's her status of benefiting from her husband on Pesach? Says Rav Yehuda, she still can't, but what? If she did, no Malkut, because it's only the Rabbanan. That's how Rav Yehuda will understand this Mishnah. Says the Gemara, nice try. Ema Sefa. Let's look at the Sefa of this Mishnah. Achara Pesach beval yachil devaro, which means what's the halacha? After Pesach, it is bal yachil. After, which means what's after Pesach?
She went there.
If she went after Pesach, it's bal yachil devaro. Now, think about it for a second. What's the Gemara's question here? Logically, the only way for her to visit her father's house after Pesach and that to create bal yachil devaro is how?
If she had hana'a
from him before Pesach. Again, if she visits, the Sefa of this Mishnah says, keep the chronology, I know it's a little, we're getting involved with the Chagim, yeah? Listen carefully. Says the Mishnah, if she visited her father after Pesach, boom, bal yachil devaro. Hey, wait a second. The Isur only stopped at Pesach. The Tanai continues. The only way for her to have the Isur of bal yachil by visiting her father after Pesach is how? If she had hana'a from her husband before Pesach. Had hana'a before Pesach, Rav Yehuda, you're not supposed to be doing that, nachon? Oh, what does Mishnah seem to be saying? That she could do that. Ra'ayah too. Rav Nachman says, the Marei Masefa, Achara Pesach, Beval Yachel Devaro, Ve'idela Itane Lifnei HaPesach, Mika Bal Yachel. If she didn't have any hana'a from her husband before Pesach, is there Bal Yachel here? Ela Pshita, De Itane. Apparently what happened? That she did have hana'a before Pesach. Alma, mitane, apparently it's mutar to have hana'a before Pesach. V'tiyuvta de Rav Yehuda. Answers of Rav Yehuda, the same answer as we said before. What's he going to say? The Mishnah is not telling me party. The Mishnah is talking about what? Yeah, it happened. Ki katane de'i itane, hareze beval yachel devaro. If she happened to have hana'a from her husband before Pesach happened, and then she goes to visit her father after Pesach, no! That's going to be bal yachil devaro.
What is that? Why adding this? This is the same answer.
It's the same answer, but it's from a. We started off asking a totally different question from the Resha of the Mishnah. Then we proceeded to. Then Rav Yehuda knocked it off. Yeah? And then we.
But
then we.
It's not
a second case. It's the Sefa of the same Mishnah. We're countering on Rav Yehuda. It's a Sefa of the same Mishnah. So once we do that, so Rav Yehuda counters again. No, and it's the same counter as he said before. That's true. Yeah, says the Ram. Yeah, Rabotai, still with me? What's the score?
0-0.
Still, yeah. Rav Yehuda's still holding his ground. Now he says.
A person caused another person to get malchut by giving him isur for anaf.
Yefeh, that's machloket Ran and Rambam. Yefeh meod. That point exactly right here is going to be machloket Ran and Rambam. Exactly that. When I make an isur on you. And you transgress it. Who gets the malkut? Me or you?
Your person who did it.
Wow. Not so pashut. The Rambam argues with you. Let's see. Yeah, let's see. Says the Ran. Tanan. She'at ne'elet li klom'ar misheli from mine. Last third of the page. On Amud Aleph. Yeah. Im telechi levet avich. Halcha asura. Aval lo halcha la. Demuteret le'anot kodem ha'pesach, kol zman she'lo telech, she's allowed to have hana'a as long as she doesn't go to her father. Af al gav, de'she'at ne'enet li'isur, v'im telechi le'bet avich tenai, sh'ma minada, afilu bitna'e mizdaher. Apparently a person is even careful with the tenai, like Rav Nachman. To which Rav Yehuda counters, halcha asura be'anato ve'loka. Klomar, loka hi. You see what the Ran says? Who gets the malkut? She does. Aval hu eno loke, she'are lo asa shum isur, ela she'idira. The man, the husband, doesn't get any malkut. He put the neder on her. She transgressed it. She did the isur. She gets the malkut. Kach shita taran. Yeah, Mordechai, that's what you said. Aval Rambam. Wait one second. Ve'efshar detana nami ha'ashmu'ina nagav roche. De'ala rechiva isura. The isur is on her. Aval lo alav klal. Aval Rambam zal katav loke hu shehidira im hehena ota. If he gave her hana'a, he gets the malkut, not her. Aval hi ena loka. The Rambam says she didn't make the neder. She had the neder imposed on her. Therefore, if he gave her hana'a, it's his isur, not hers. Or maybe it's hers also, but she doesn't get the malkut, he does. Very interesting shita of the Rambam. And he says, Veleta. Well, the Ran says it doesn't. Says the Ran, usually the Ran is very machshiv da'at Rambam, but over here he says, Veleta, ma kavana? Lo nachon. Devadai hu enoloke, certainly he doesn't get malkut. Midamrin lakaman beperek in benamudar, gabe yesh me'ila bekunamot, amal le ravacha bered ravika, le ravashe kikari alecha, untana lo bematana, mima'al, lim'ol noten, hala isura ale, alma, ena oser over klal, the oser doesn't do any isur, vamudar name vadai avar, daf al gav dechtiv lo yachel devaro lo yachel, adibur kaman, to, veraya le davar. Now the Ran brings ra'ayat shita midamrin perek yotzei dofen we say nida lefi shematzinu sheishva katuv et hakatan lagadol lizdon shvua leisur ulbal yachel umfarish hatam leisur bal yachel what does that mean ka'amar uchgon sheikdisho hu veachlu acherim sheacherim lokin al hekdesho because the hekdesho the katan mishum bal yachel al mamudar loke we see from here that who gets the malkut not the madir ela the mudar. He didn't say anything. It's going loka. According to the Rambam, how would you read the Gemara? Loke. Whereas according to the Ran, how would you read the Gemara? Loka. So, very interesting machloket rishonim. Now, next, Ran. Ki katane deitane harez beval yachel devaro. Klomar, vehi gufa kamash malan, shetizahar mileenot kodem ha-Pesach, kede she'im telech achar ha-Pesach, lo tavo lidei bal yachel. Fine. Next, Gemara Rabotai. Next, Ra'aya. Tanan. Here, so, we spoke about what? They were before Pesach. Now, we're turning the tables. Listen carefully. Tanan. She'at nehenet li ad ha-chag, im telechi lebet avich, ad ha-Pesach. Which means what? Before, they were standing before Pesach, yeah, and saying, you can't have ana'a until Pesach, if you go, until Sukkot. Now they're standing during Chodesh Elul. Yeah, what did he tell her? Same thing over here.
Same thing.
Just what? The holidays are different.
Yeah.
They're standing Rosh Hashanah, and what does he tell her? You're asur to me until you can't have ana'a from me until Sukkot if you go to your father's house from now until Pesach.
Why would it be different?
Huh?
Why would it be different?
Let's see the case. Tanan. She'at nehenet li'ad ha'chag im telchei levet avich ad ha'Pesach halcha lifnei ha'Pesach Asura behana'ato ad ha'chag. Umuteret lilech achar ha'Pesach. Anyway, she can go after Pesach. Why?
Because the condition,
it doesn't matter. The condition was only until Pesach anyway, so she can go. But what does it say before that? If she goes before Pesach, she's asur behana'a until Sukkot. Says the Gemara, what can you infer? Halcha asura. Lo halcha la. If she went, she's asur. If not, then she's mutar, which sounds like what from the Mishnah? If she never ended up going to her father's house, what would have been the status of hana'a from her husband? Go for it! According to the Yehuda, do you go for it? Or do you say it's asur lest she go until Pesach? Yeah, Raya against the Yehuda.
This hag here, the Sukkot, the next Sukkot this, following?
No.
Because it says, Alha.
If she goes any time
before Pesach, then she asur until Chag.
No. That's exactly the point. Sukkot passed. If she goes any time even after Sukkot until Pesach, any hana'a that she had from her father until from her husband until Sukkot will be asur.
This statement was made in Elul. The first time.
Same thing. Same idea. Now, the only thing, the chidush over here is that she can go after Pesach. That's the chidush. But what's the diuk here is the same thing. Halchaya, if she goes, then there's an isur. If she doesn't go, it's mutar. And guess what? It can even be talking about before Sukkot. If she goes before Pesach, before Sukkot is also before Pesach. If she goes, let's say, during Aseret Timet Teshuvah, she's asur. If she doesn't go, it's mutar. What do you see from here? That if she didn't go, go ahead, have hana'a from your husband. Unlike Rav Yehuda, who tell you to abstain. Yes. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rava, Hu adin de'afilu lo halcha asura. Even if she didn't go, she would be asur. Halcha asura veloka, lo halcha asura be'alma. Very similar to the first answer Rav Yehuda gave before. Let's see the run. Muteret lilech achar ha-Pesach, ve'lach ha'ishen an shemen lo tizkor she'avra al tana'a kodem ha-Pesach. We're not afraid, maybe she's going to forget about the tana'a before Pesach. V'imatilin lilech atya li'itanuyes al kadatach titzar be'alicha midrabbanan kedesh tizkor she'asora le'anot kamash malan. Since anyways, the tana'a is batel after Pesach, so she can go. We're not gozer anything. Okay, so far, Rav Yehuda rebuffed that as well. Next, metive. Kikar zo alai hayom imelech limkon ploni lemachar. Yeah? Rabotai, listen carefully. A person said, this bread is asur to me today. If I go to X place tomorrow, what's the isur? Bread today. Tanai is going there tomorrow. What's the halacha? Achal hare ze beval yelech. If you ate the bread today, you have an isur to go there tomorrow, because by going there, once you ate it today, going there tomorrow makes you what? Make an isur. Says the Gemara, what do you see from here? That you can eat it. Oh, raya against Rav Yehuda. Right off the bat, what's Rav Yehuda going to answer?
If he ate it.
Doesn't say eat it. It says, mi katane ochel. Does it say he may eat the bread today? Achal katane. Dechi achal, areze bevan yelech. Meaning what? If you ate the bread today, be very careful not to go there tomorrow. But be'emet, if you ask Rav Yehuda, if you, yeah, Shlomo, you come before Rav Yehuda and you say, this is the nidah that I made. What would Rav Yehuda tell you lachatechila? Don't eat it today. Says the Gemara, from the Sefa, it says like this. Yeah. Halach, hare ze beval yachel devaro. Yeah. It says, if you went tomorrow, yeah, if he went, that's lo yachel devaro. I have a different girsa here. Yeah. In the Sefa, it says, if he ended up going tomorrow, it's bal yachel devaro. Meaning, he transgressed the isur. But it does, mehalech, la, vekashya l'Rav Yehuda, it doesn't say that he may go tomorrow. It says, if he goes, hey, wait a second, Rabotai. According to Rav Yehuda would tell me not to eat the bread today, which means, what's the halacha with tomorrow? No. According to Rav Yehuda, who told me not to eat the bread today, and I listened, what's my status tomorrow about going to Makom Ploni? Go for it. It says in the Baraita, halach, if you end up going, hareze beval yachil. According to Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah shouldn't say halach. If you're listening to Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah should say, go. Why is it saying, if you go, it's bal yachil? The only way if you go, it's bal yachil, is if what?
If you ate the bread.
But if you're listening to Rav Yehuda, you didn't eat the bread today. So therefore, the Mishnah should say explicitly what?
Go.
Mishnah is not like Rav Yehuda. Yeah, Rabotai? There's a lot of semantics today. Stay with me. Amar lach Rav Yehuda. What does he answer? Hu adin delitne mehalech. Really, the Mishnah could have said mehalech, that he's allowed to go. But what, it's following the style, the pattern of the Resha. Aide de katane Resha. Achal de la mitnele ochel. He says, Tanasefa halach. Which means, just like in the Resha, it can't say ochel. Why can't it say ochel? Because it's asur according to Rav Yehuda. The only thing the Resha could have said was what? Achal. So it followed the same thing, the same pattern of words. In the Sefa, it said halach. Yes? Let's see the Ram. Yeah, Rabotai, you look like right before the KO. You know, when the guy's already... Yeah, when he's woozy. Let's go.
Post-election.
Huh?
Post-election.
No, it was at the Shem. Hokol is Hokal bide shamayim. Hakol bide shamayim. That's it. Lo nefachid. Hakol bide shamayim. But at least they got a message. Even though he didn't win, but he got some pretty impressive numbers. So now they can't play games. I mean, they could still play games, but whatever. So, let's see the run. Oy ta te ta te ay ay ay. Achal. Harehu beval yachel, beval yelech. Hadis al kadat achdahai achal. Ochel hu. The Gemara thought originally that achal means you can even eat. Mishum detana kullehu isure katane. Achal harehu beval yelech. Halach harehu beval yachel devaro. Vim ita dilchat chila lamatze achil. Ha isura na mehavela limitneet. Should have said this isur also in Farkenan. What does the Gemara answer according to Rav Yehuda? Mi katane ochel. Achal katane. It says achal. Klomar. וכיוון דאכל קטנה, דמשמא דיעבד, האשמעינא דלכתחילה, למה צא אכיל? ומקשינן, another question we ask, אם הסיפא הלך הרי הוא בבל יחיד, דברו מהלך לקטנה, doesn't say מהלך, כלומר, אם איתה לרב יהודה, הווה ללמיתנה, מהלך, אינו בבל יחיד דברו. It should have said, that if you, ומילתה בפה נפשי אביה, that if you go, you're not בבל יחיד, because you didn't eat, ורק היה רשע, אלא הכי הווה ללמיתנה, דמשנה should have said, like this, מהלך, ואינו בבל יחיל, yeah, בלא יחיל, which means Rav Yehuda should have said, you can go, And there's no problem of Bal Yachil because I told you not to eat yesterday and you listened. The Mistama Achihu, Deha, Biyom Aleph, Lasharei Lemechal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't eat on the first day. Vechi Pasak Ve'amar, Halach Arau Beval Yachil, Kivan Shein Lo Le'echol, Biyom Aleph, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to eat on the first day. So what Bal Yachil is there? Ufar Kenan, Amalach Rabbi Yehuda, Hu Adin Delitne Mehalech, Ve'aide Detana Resha, Achal, Dela Mitne Ochel, Tana Sefa Namehalach. Klomar, inachinamed the ibai limitfas milta beapin of shef, it wanted to say something its own halacha in the Mishnah, havatane mehalech, it could have said it, ela mishum dil'el minetana, achal, velamatzele mitne ochel, mishum hachi latana mehalech, that's why the Mishnah didn't say mehalech at all, it would have messed up the style, the pattern of the Mishnah. Veno beval yachin, di havatane hachi, for who said this, havamashma daf al gav, the achal biom rishon, mehalech biom sheni, veleka bal yachin, vamifersh.
We would explain the whole baraita how so. The zimnin achal erou beval yelech. Sometimes eating causes you to be asur to go. Klomar kshachal bemezid. Dainu shezachar sheisur alicha talui beachilato. When you knew that eating it is going to cause you to be asur to go, then you're asur to go. But you know what I might think? וזימנין דאף על גב דאכל בראשון מהלך בשני, וכגון שאכל יום ראשון בשוגג, כלומר שלא היה זכור בשעה שאכל שאיסור הליכה תלוי באכילתו, ובקיע אגב נמהלך ביום שני, כדמוך שמעת דבחורות.
You know how I would have explained the Mishnah? That if I accidentally ate the bread on the first day, what does it mean accident? I ate it on purpose, but I forgot that eating this bread would activate the Tanai on the second day, then maybe I would think that I should not be asur to go there the next day. As the Gemara says in Bechorot, Perek Shuot 2 Batra, Umishum de Tana, Lav Ba'idina Asik, since the Tana is not talking about this case at all, Tana Sefa, that's why the Sefa clarifies and says this is not what we're talking about. Halach. That's why it says Halach. Don't get into this holech because it's going to cause confusion about this din. That's why it only said halach. Zenir ali vezoya girsa nechona ufirusha. This is the correct girsa and the perush. Veika nuscha achrena umishum de la daika lachayashna lemichteva ulferusha. There's another girsa, but I don't agree with it and I don't even want to explain it. Vechite makivan de halach de sefa aresha kae. Since the halach of the sefa is going back on what we said in the resha, למה לי למתנה, הרי זה בבל יחל? פשיטה, it's פשוט, ויש לומר סלקדת החמין אינו תחידושס, כיוון דה בעידנה דה אחי לעבר, כי הלך נמי ללכו לעלה בל יחל למפרע כמה שמנן. You know תחידושס, when you eat the bread, is there בל יחל right now when you eat the bread?
No.
בל יחל is only when? When you walk tomorrow, it comes retroactively. Perhaps בל יחל shouldn't work retroactively. כמה שמנן, that's the חידוש. Says the run, ולעניין הלכה, קי מלן כרב יהודה. We hold like Rav Yehuda that, after all is said and done, what's the halacha? If you made an isur today and a tonight tomorrow, what's the halacha? Stay away from the isur today. Midamrin le'el, umoder Rav Yehuda be'omer konam einai b'shina le'machar, umidashaklin emtarin ala libeh. Since we go back and forth, questioning and answering, according to Rav Yehuda, shma mina hilcheta kavate, this indicates that the halacha is like him. Tov, next Gemara Rabotai. Stay with me.
Is it because we kept questioning Rav Yehuda, or is it because he answered all the questions?
No, because we dealt with it so extensively. Even the questions, we didn't even question Rav Nachman. Why? Apparently, the Gemara had some sort of reason that it wanted to paskin like Rav Yehuda, and that's why it's asking questions, proofs, rebuttals, answers, all this stuff. Tov. Next Gemara, the Mishnah said, "Ha'omer la'isha konam shani mishamesheh chareze beval yachil devaro." If a man tells his wife, "Konam, that I won't be with you," it's lo yachil devaro. Says the Gemara, "V'hamishta'abed la'midoraita." How can you make a neder not to be with your wife? Hare he's mishu'abed deoraita, mitzvah deoraita va'ona, and pirav reviyah dichtiv she'era hakesuteh va'onata lo yigra. To which the Gemara says, "You're right." Be'omer hana'at tashmishech alai. He doesn't make himself asur to her for tashmish, that he can't do because he has shi'abud midoraita. What can he do? He says the hana'ah of your tashmish, the hana'ah that I get from your tashmish is asur to me. Meaning what? He's not making himself asur to her, that he can't do. But what can he do? He's making the hana'ah that he gets from her asur to himself, and that he can't do. And that
the result will be the same. Huh?
But it depends how he words the neder. He can't make the neder on her
Because he's Mishu'abad to her already.
Can't she say, it doesn't matter what you're saying and how you're saying, you are Mishu'abad?
Nope. The Ran's going to explain why. When he makes, because he can make a neder on himself to asr the hana'av her tashmish. And he says, how so? Veha lakanicha lebe tashmish. And he doesn't want the tashmish, so it's asur. De'amar av kahana, tashmishi alecha kofinotaha umishamashto. If she says, flip side, if she says, my tashmish is asur to you, we force her and they're together. The shi'abud mishu'abad leh. Why? Because we tell her, you are mishu'abad. They're each mishu'abad to each other. He's mishu'abad to her for mitzvat ona, and she's mishu'abad to him because she's his wife. She has to be available. However, if she says, hana'at tashmishecha alai asur, she'en ma'achilin lo le'adam davar asur lo. We cannot feed somebody something that is asur to him, even though it has implications against the shi'abud, but it's asur. Same thing, if he says, it's just a mashal, if he says, hana'at tashmishech alai, what's the halacha? Takes effect, it's bal yachil devaro. Let's see the Ram. V'haminatonam sha'abed la'avim tomar. ומאי קשי עליה? What's the question? ואמרינו פרק אף על פי, דקונמות קדושת הגוף נינו, מפקיע מדי שעבוד. That konam is able to undo a shi'abud. So what's the Gemara's original question that is mishu'abad? יש לומד, כי היחיד אמרינו, נהתם דאלמו רבנן שעבודי דבעל, just like we say that the רבנן made the shi'abud of the husband stronger, הכינה מאלמו רבנן לשעבודה דאישה, they also made the shi'abud of the woman strong, that a konam shouldn't be able to do anything to it. ומפרקינן, באומר הנעת תשמישך עליי. כלומר, דאי אסר גופי אילבה, if he made his body אסור on her, הכינה מדלה מצא עביד. He can't do that. דמידאורייתא משעבד לה, he's already what? His body is already משועבד to her. והווה כעושה נכסי חברו על חברו. It's like I say, שלמה, your shirt is אסור to you. What's the הלכה? בקונם. What's the הלכה? Nothing. Doesn't work. I can be osir my thing on you, but not your thing on you. And since my goof is already mishu'abad to her, what's that like I'm doing? Being osir hers on her doesn't work. He says, "Aval hacha." What's the case of here that it does work? Beomer hanaat tashmishech alai askinan shehu osir al atzmo tashmishah. ולאסור על עצמו הרשות בידו. That he can do. וכדרב כהנא דאמר שהאישה יכולה לאסור הנאת תשמיש בעלה עליה וכיוון דנדרה משכח רווחה since there's a place for the neder to fall, חיל. It takes effect. וממילא פקע שיעבודה. And ממילא the שיעבוד goes away. ואם תאמר והי נדרה דרבננו דנאת תשמיש לית במששה. Hey, wait one second. This neder is only midrabanan. Why is this neder on midrabanan? Because he's saying konam on hana'at tashmish, which is what? Davar shen bo mamash. Hana'a. Tashmish is, forget about that, but he's saying hana'at tashmish. Is that tangible? It's not tangible. Therefore what? The neder on it is only midrabanan. How can a neder midrabanan be mafkia, take away a shi'abu deoraita? Vileka lememar deomar. Konam gufech alai mitashmish askin, and don't say we're saying that he says your body to me is a konam with regards to tashmish. That's not true. The adumia deshani ashen shani medaber katanila. The Mishnah puts it in the same cases as what? Sleep, talking, tashmish, which are all davar shen bo mamash. Vokmar ravina bevaliachel midrabanan vekivan de midrabanan bealma hu. Since the neder is only midrabanan, hechi chayil nidra dile deleta ele midrabanan bealma laafukem mitzvot ona mitzvot pira v'rivya, which are dine mitzvot midoraita. Yesh lomar kivan de nidra mi achayil mimela pakelehu hanach mitzvot dechachamim matnin laakor davar min haTorah b'shevel ta'aseh. Once the neder can be chal, even midrabanan, the rabbanan are allowed to curtail mitzvot midoraita passively. Which means once the neder is chal midrabanan, the rabbanan tell you, passively, don't do the mitzvot aseh of ona, don't do the mitzvot aseh of pirav rivya. Vim tomar, v'chi amar hana'at ha-shmishech, amai mitzar, v'am mitzvot lav le'enot nitanu. Mitzvot are not for enjoyment. Yeah, so why is he even asur? Yeah, it wasn't made for enjoyment. Yesh lomar, the Ran says a very, very, important concept. דחי אמרין המצוות לב ליהנות ניתנו. When we say the mitzvot are not made for enjoyment, הנימילה לומר שאין קיום המצוות חשוב הנאה. This means that the fulfillment of the mitzvot was not given for enjoyment, it was given for a mitzvah. אבל מכל מקום, אם יתענה גופה בעדן ומקיים מצווה, הנאה מקרה. If you happen to have הנאה as you're doing the מצווה, it's still called הנאה, ומשום אחרי אמרים פרק ראו בדינה, צריך גם לעשות את זה ראש השנה, הנודר הנאה מן המעיין תובל בו במימת הגשמים, אבל לא במות החמה. If a person makes a nadir not to benefit from a certain spring, you're allowed to dip in it for tahora in the winter when it's cold, but not in the summer. Why? Even though the tevila that you're doing is tevilat mitzvah, but what? At the end of the day, what? You're still having hana in the summer. It's cooling you off. And that's the answer to all of that. We'll continue tomorrow. Is that the shame?
Isn't it one of the...
No, kofinota, we explain to her. We force her to want it. Not chas v'shalom onis.
Change your mind.
Change your mind and be okay with it. רבי חנן בן עקשיא אומר, נצא הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל לפי רחמנו ותורה, מצוות שנאמר.